We now go to another enormously important story. Bank of America agreeing to pay $335 million to settle federal claims that its countrywide financial unit charged Black and Latino borrowers higher mortgage fees in the run-up to the financial crisis. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for The New York Times, is here. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
This is amazing. The Justice Department describes it as one of the biggest cases of discriminatory lending in U.S. history.
Well, it is. You know, it's over $300 million, and that is a lot for these cases. But what's really important here is that a lot of what we've been talking about in the last couple of years and seeing come out of the financial crisis is, you know, private litigation related to mortgage securities, those bonds that were sold to investors
right.
and investors who were harmed, and talk about fraud by top executives. There haven't been big cases on that, but there have been questions around it. Well, this applies to regular people.
Consumers.
And so that's why it's important, because this is about what the mortgage brokers on the ground told to the customers and whether they treated them fairly. And what the DOJ says here is that for Blacks and Latinos, in many cases, they were two times more likely to be given higher rate loans than what they qualified for.
Regardless of their credit rating. So
right.
good credit
that's
rating,
right.
if you're African-American or Latino, the points go up.
They looked at the same credit rating in a white person and the same credit rating in a Black or a Latino person, and they found that the Black and Latino person had far higher odds that they were getting these loans that would have higher interest rates or would have higher fees, loans that would get many people in trouble as the housing market blew up and caused some people to lose their homes.
Is any of this a portrait of how the entire housing industry and mortgage industry was shooting from the hip? They were just sort of basically eyeballing it. And so that puts bias and discrimination into the system inherently almost.
Well, one of the things that the DOJ pointed out was that Countrywide did not have a system to ensure that truth in lending laws were followed, that they let mortgage brokers just really shoot from the hip, as you said, just, you know, make it up as they went along. And of course, the incentive for mortgage brokers was to give out the higher rate loans because they got bigger fees themselves for doing that. But, you know, one of the questions that I have here is, will this change the
right.
industry? And a little footnote for you from history to keep in mind, which is that in the early 1990s, there was another big subprime problem, and Fleet Finance.
Right.
paid, you know, a couple $100 million settlement, a very large settlement over predatory lending. The footnote here is, of course, Fleet went on to become part of Bank of America,
wow.
which is now paying this settlement today over Countrywide. It happened before Countrywide was in Bank of America, but just, you know, hesitate before you say the world
detail.
Will change out of these settlements.
Bank of America out of the woods financially? Probably not, eh?
Let's watch that in 2012.
All right, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.